I've entitled this message tonight, Christmas and You. Or Christmas and Me, or Christmas and Us. And I'm going to ask a strange question. And the strange question is this: have you had your Bethlehem? Bethlehem is the place I want to suggest that Jesus calls us to. In the story of Christmas, it's the place where Jesus is born. It's the place where Mary and Joseph have to go to be registered. It's the place where Jesus calls us to. It's the place, in a sense, where we too register. It's the place where we meet the Lord. It's the place where we acknowledge our allegiance and our commitment. We're called to Bethlehem. Have you had your Bethlehem? When we come to our Bethlehem, another question is, do we come willingly? There is a sense that this call of Jesus is not always welcome. There's a sense that it makes us feel inadequate. After all, let's be frank about this. We now live 2,000 years or more further on. We're sophisticated. We've got knowledge that people those in those times didn't have. We understand so much more. It makes us feel inadequate if someone comes along and says to us, but you know, you can't make it on your own. You need Jesus. But deep down, we want to be our own boss. We want to meet our own needs. That song made famous by Frank Sinatra, I Did It My Way, is what we want to aspire to. And in it, a bit like the people in the time of Jesus in Bethlehem, we too want to batten down the hatches and say, no room. But Jesus calls us. And there is a sense that not only are we called to Bethlehem, we're called also to identify with the stable. When we come to our senses, we're faced with another problem. When we come to our senses and all our self-righteousness is stripped away, what do we have to offer Jesus? And I want to suggest that what we offer and all we can offer is, as it were, a shabby, poor stable, not a cozy palace. When we're honest with ourselves, when we're truthful, our lives are not what we really would like them to be. Our lives are pretty grubby. Not the best place to invite the King of Kings to enter in. When we look at ourselves, when we think about how we think, about how we view other people, the judgments that we pass, the attitudes that we express, we're just glad that those around us can't see and don't know. But here we are. We're called to come just as we are. But it's in this honour, in this feeling of being honest, with this feeling of shame that we have, what we don't realise, in fact, is that's just the place where Jesus wants to come. Because we have a need. He wants us to be open. He wants us to be honest. He wants us to bear our soul to him. And again, the question is, dare we be that honest and open? And see how this Jesus comes into our lives, just as he came into that stable in Bethlehem. He didn't come as King of Kings. He didn't come with pomp and splendor and might and majesty. That would have overwhelmed them. It would overwhelm us, especially as we feel and acknowledge what we're really like. If Jesus entered us in that way, wouldn't that make us feel even more guilty and afraid? But you see how Jesus came. He came as a babe. He comes to us in innocence, in purity. He comes in a state of vulnerability, making himself dependent upon us. One of the great cries of grace is, if you will. There is no forcing, no coercion, just the gentle invitation. Come unto me. And when we open ourselves like that and we say to him, Lord, come unto me, a transformation takes place. I want to suggest that somehow Jesus, his very presence, must have transformed that stable. There is a sense it became a place of beauty, a place of holiness. It was transformed by his presence. Yes, it was still a humble stable. Yes, it was still messy. Yes, there was still straw and animals there. But in another sense, there was a transformation. Something that must have taken away the concern of the parents for the humble position that they suddenly found themselves in, with no room and now just this stable, and yet suddenly there is this baby. There is love in their hearts for one another and for this child. And you know, when we invite Jesus in, he transforms this humble, grotty stable that we are, and it becomes a place of beauty, a place of holiness, transformed by his presence. When we invite Jesus in, when we make room for him, that same transformation takes place. Paul, writing in his second letter to the Corinthians in chapter 5 and verse 17, says this: therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. He had already written something similar to them in his first letter, chapter 6 and verse 11. He's written previous to this in the following few verses about what the people were like, their sinful natures and so forth, And then he says, and this is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. See the transformation. That's our transformation. We're washed, we're sanctified, we're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. And of course, in our reading, we had the visitors, the three kings. Well, we too have visitors when we put our faith in Jesus and obey his word. That's what Jesus promises. One of my favourite verses in John's Gospel is John 14 and verse 23, where it says, or where Jesus says, anyone who loves me will obey my teachings. My Father will love them. And here it comes. And we will come to them and make our home with them. We have three visitors that come. We have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. See how we're blessed. Jesus had to make do with three earthly kings, far less superior than the child they came to visit. We have the visitation of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The three kings in the story brought gifts. Three gifts. Whereas when you look at it, we are given gifts. We're given the gift of forgiveness. We're given the gift of peace. We're given the gift of joy. And if that wasn't enough, it goes on. We are given the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. We receive mercy and grace and forgiveness of our sins and the promise of eternity. No wonder down through the ages, Christians have remembered and celebrated our Saviour's birth. How great it is to celebrate and give thanks because we have experienced our Bethlehem. That's why it's not true when people say that this time of the year is just for children. It's for all who have entered into this Christmas experience. So I say to you, friends, tonight, don't be like those who stand outside with their noses pressed against the window pane, wondering what it's all about. Throw open the doors of your heart and let Christ come in and transform you. Someone has asked the question, what's the reason for the season? And the answer is, of course, Easter. The time when God revealed just how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son to take upon himself all our wrongdoings, our sins, and by his death paying for our guilt and making it possible for us to experience God's love in all its fullness. Now, isn't that some Christmas present? Amen.